The Congressional Black Caucus has met with the heads of Facebook in efforts to find out how Russia actually factored into the 2016 presidential election with ads that targeted the black community. They're also asking Facebook to expand diversity in top offices in Facebook. CBC Chair Cedric Richmond.
Facebook went, we talked to them about the lack of diversity within the company, and we think that that lack of diversity made them susceptible to the Russian divisive ads that were placed, because we think that people with an African-American experience would have flagged it a lot earlier than they caught it. So we talked about the fact that they don't have an African-American on the board. They committed and said that it was happening very soon. We talked about African-Americans in C-suite. And then we just talked about how do we protect our elections. And we had a very extensive conversation about that. They acknowledged that it was 3,000 plus ads that were placed on Facebook, and about 5% of those were on Instagram also. So it was a very serious meeting, and I think we got a lot accomplished, but we also agreed to keep further engaging.
Also on the agenda for the Congressional Black Caucus, this latest assessment as it relates to the FBI and anyone who self-identifies as black and protests things that they find wrong in this nation. Richmond says,
well, the FBI assessment said that basically black identity is extremist. So those who are black, who protest or who advocate for change, are a threat to police. And it brings you right back to Hoover declaring that Martin Luther King was a threat. And it's just something we have to be very aware of. And you're going to see us push back.
Richmond contends the pushback against the FBI and what he considers Hoover-like tactics could begin as early as today. April Ryan, AURN News.